magnify your name in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's do something. Sit down. We're going to pray. Lord, we're going to pray a little bit different. Let's do some praying tonight. Let's read this verse. Chapter 1, 2 Corinthians. We call our church the home of practical Christianity, so let's just do that. Chapter 1, 2 Corinthians, verse 8. I'd like you to look at this verse. Excuse me. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia. That's Paul talking. That we were burdened beyond measure. What did he say next? Above strength, so that we are discouraged about even life. The problem in that verse is not the body. It's not the trouble. It's not even getting despaired. It's being beyond strength. Our country is going through a lot of stuff right now. People are really being choked. Right, left, and center. But as long as with this strength, you can take hold of it. But if it's beyond strength, it can be really difficult. You know, there's a particular level where you can go that if you go beyond that, it's just difficult for you. So the problem is the strength that you have. Can we, if things go beyond that, you know, I wrote a book on, I was telling my wife before I came for the service, I wrote a book on supernatural financial provision. How many of you have read the book? Is it here? Yeah. How many of you read this book? Thank you. Now, I was coming for the service, so I opened it, and guess what I saw there? When I told my wife, she, I wrote this one there. This was years ago. When you hear that the dollar is now 400 naira, and the price of cement has gone up, your feelings rush to the forefront. This knowledge crushes you if you are not steady in your believing. I wrote this, I don't know how many years ago. That time, dollar was approaching 400 naira. Pastor Harry, dollar was approaching 400 naira. Not yet. And second, cement was going up. What's it doing now? Cement went from 5-something to 10,000 thereabout. I wrote this one then. I wanted to take TPEX and cancel it and say 2,000. And, you know, if you're not careful, you can come to a church like this and trivialize that, but it's not funny when you go to the market and find out that rice is over 2,000, approaching 2,500, 2,600. And women are here, men are here too. So I want us to do something today. If it's getting above strength, what should we do? We should get more strength. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 14. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Pastor Henry, you're welcome. I still have your hand. Verse 4. He who speaks in a tongue, what does he do? edifies himself. That's the first part I want us to read. Now, I got a Bible. Listen here. I got a Bible that is titled, it's called The Voice Bible. You may have heard of that before. The Voice Bible. Thank you. This is what it says. Those who speak in an unknown language strengthens themselves. Strengthen themselves. Do you hear that? So, if we are going into trouble, and the trouble is above strength, how do we bring our strength above it? It says, he that speaks in a tongue, see that word edifies, the same word for charging a battery. You see, when you plug your battery, your phone into power, it starts getting charged and giving you enough energy to last the whole day. And sometimes, I don't know if you have been there, that you make some serious call and your battery is depleted, you bring out your power bank and do that. Am I right? Now, God has given us the same facility today that we can, we have a power bank inside of us. So we're going to use the ability. Let me tell you, these are the best of time. I'm doing crazy things right now. Doing something that, you know. But you need to have strength to do that. So we are going to pray about that, all right? Now, how do we pray? Jeremiah 17. Oh, glory to Jesus. We're going to pray for some few minutes. I want you to pray. He said, he that prays in unknown tongues strengthens himself, edifies himself, charges himself. So we're going to have to be, to put ourselves above this. Praise God. Amen? All right. Let's look at, is this my sound coming out at all? I think so. Just that it's a little bit low. Okay, don't worry. I'll manage. Okay. What I say we should open to Jeremiah 17. Take a look. Verse 5 talks about a life that is cursed. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes his flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Next verse. For it shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes. You see that? But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a soft land which is not inhabited. He said, cursed. This is descriptive of the man that is trusting in man. Give us verse 5 again. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. Verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts where and whose hope is who? The Lord. Next verse. It shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river, will not fear when heat, economic heat comes. Its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Now, see these verses. It's very easy to just say, praise the Lord, that's the promise of God. But how do you uproot yourself from that other one and plant yourself in this side? So that's what we're going to pray today. We're going to pray. Listen to me. Listen. In my few years on earth, I've been through several seasons. I've been through all kinds of seasons. But I noticed that if I can come on the inside of me, I can do marvelous things in bad seasons. Over the years, my wife and I have done some outstanding things in bad seasons. I want to give you the secret today. So, we are going to use all this together. Number one, we are going to unplug ourselves from this curse. I say, Pastor, I'm not cursed. I know that. And plug ourselves into the blessing. Now, what does it mean to unplug yourself from the curse? Look at verse 5. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. So we are going to pray and I say, Lord, I cut myself from every trust in human power. I don't put my trust in my ability, in my skill, in the government, in another human being. Can we just close our eyes and say, Lord, I unplug myself from the curse. The curse that is going on now of trusting in man of making the flesh my strength, calculating. And Lord, I don't want to be among those ones whose hearts depart from you. I'm not going anywhere in my heart. I'm establishing my confidence in you. I trust not in man. I refuse to trust in myself. I refuse to trust in the government. I refuse to trust in my ruler. Yes, I'll pray for them, but I refuse to be under the curse. Come on, do that. Close your eyes. Don't look around. Can you tidy up this sand for me? It's doing some. I refuse to be under the curse. I refuse to trust in man. I refuse to make strength of human ability. My strength is not the flesh. My trust is not in man. My heart is not departing from the Lord. I'm holding on to the Lord in this season. I believe all his promises concerning me. I choose not to rely on the problems around me. I refuse to be carried away by all the happiness around me. I'm not under the curse. I'm not under the curse. I refuse to be under the curse. I unplug myself from the consequences of this moment in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you that I'm not part of that system. I'm not part of that trusting in man, flesh as my strength, my heart departing from God. I can't leave God now. I can't get away from God now. I need God more than ever in my life. My soul, I bring myself under the authority of the word of God. I bring myself under the name and the banner of the Lord Jesus. I have no other one else to trust in this season. I want you to close your eyes and talk that to yourself. Unplug yourself. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have my confidence not in my ability. I have my confidence not in my savings, in my career at this moment. I don't have my, yes, I have savings. Yes, I have career. But my confidence, my trust in the Lord is not in that. Thank God for those who are helping me. My confidence is not in those who are helping me. It's not in man. It's not in the flesh. My confidence. Now tell yourself, I bring my heart to the Lord. I bring my heart to the Lord. I bring my spirit to rely upon. The Bible says, his heart is fixed. Trust in the Lord. I fix my heart. I fix my heart. I refuse to. The Bible says, do not let your heart be troubled. I refuse to have my heart be troubled. I refuse to be troubled this season. By this season, by all I'm hearing around me, by all I'm seeing around me, by all I'm observing around me in the news, I refuse to be moved by them. I fix my heart in the Lord. I'm not holding on to man. I'm not holding on to what CBN or US or UK or Nigeria or whatever government is saying. I'm holding on, not to such things. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Open your eyes now. We are going to concentrate on the blessing side. And so this is what we are going to do. You know, there are some items under the blessing. We are going to pray them in tongues. We're going to pray them in the spirit. Pray them into ourselves. Now, just imagine this. Just imagine this. We are going to read those words and then we're going to pray them into us. You know, this water is here. It can't do me so much good until I drink it. A lot of people just see the promises of God. You have to take it in. Jesus said, if my words abide in you. So let's go to verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is the Lord. It shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the rivers. And will not. I want you to start itemizing those words. Number one, blessed is the man who trust in the Lord. Second one, whose hope is the Lord. Not whose hope is in the Lord. Whose hope is the Lord. Third one, it shall be like a tree planted by the waters. Fourth, which spread out its root by the rivers. Fifth, and will not fear when heat come. Sixth, his leaf will be green. Seven, it will not be anxious in the year of drought. Wow. People are anxious now. And I will not cease, the last one, from yielding fruits. Praise God, somebody. Ready? Now we're going to pray in the spirit. You take one like that and you have to pray in the spirit. First one, look at verse 6. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Let's say, Father, I trust in you. I trust now. Start praying that in the spirit. Start praying that in the spirit. Say, Lord, I trust you. Let's pray that. Let's pray. Let's give expression to that by the Holy Spirit. Let's speak that in tongues. Let's pray that in the spirit. You don't have to let somebody else disturb you. I'm going to turn off my microphone and just pray in the spirit. When we finish praying, I'll go to the next one. We pray it in. Thank you, Lord. Just keep praying tongues. You know, when I turn on my microphone, that means we are praying the spirit. Just pray. Pray yourself. Pray that trust in that you are. He said, he that prays in tongues strengthens edifies, improves himself. Trust in you, Lord. I trust in your power. I trust in your ability. I trust in your wisdom. Let's pray in the spirit. Just talk to him. I trust in your strength. I trust in the joy of the Lord that is my strength within me. Just pray that. Just bless is the man who trusts in the Lord. Bless is the man. So I trust. Pray that. Express that in the spirit. Oh my, for Kushdi, Makufli, the Nakashi, the Brofikala, the Kashi, the Burufide, Amaka. Oh my, Kashi, the Brofikala. Remember, that trust is the key to all other ones. The trust is the key to all other ones. So, Lord, I put my trust. As you pray in the spirit, you are asking God to improve your trust. To improve, he that speaks in tongues improves himself, edifies himself, strengthens himself. I'm strengthening my trust grip on the Lord. Leko hakashide palai katela katala dibosha. Now, let's go to the next one. He said, whose hope, whose expectation is the Lord? I don't have my hope in the Lord. The Lord himself is my hope. Praise God. In this season, the Lord himself is my hope. Lord, you are my hope in this season. You are my expectation. You are my expectation. You are my expectation. Makathika profesheda bayaka batusi maneka leko prala kadaba sutefiyama. Lord, you are my expectation. I look up to you as my hope in this season. I have no other genuine, credible hope like you. You are my best available. You are my best option. You are my best alternative. Leka tala sutefika. Against the rising prices, you are my expectation. Against all the devaluation around me, you are my expectation. Against all the struggles in the business world, you are my expectation. You are my hope. You are my hope. Against food rising prices, you are my hope. You are my expectation. You are my hope. I declare you as my hope in the land of the living. Lisa Paka Taste Breleka Fasuto Yepa. From all the wanderings, I set on you as my hope. From all the worries around me, I set on you as my hope. I rely on you as my hope. I have no other better hope like you. You are my hope in this season. You are my expectation. You are the great Jehovah God. You are the great I am. You never change. And you are always ready. You are my very present help in trouble. And this troublous time, thank you, that you are my very present help. You are my hope. You are my hope. Money is not my hope. Dollar is not my hope. Human is not my hope. You are my hope. I hold on to you. I receive strengthening of my being because you are my hope. I tell him, I'm expecting you. I'm expecting you every day. I'm expecting you every day. I'm expecting you every day. Mondays, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, Sundays, all through these seasons. I'm expecting you. People are expecting how things will go up, expecting how prices will rise, but I'm expecting you. I'm expecting you. You are my hope. I'm expecting you. I'm expecting you to show up. To show up in all my affairs. I'm expecting you to round up all the struggles and make a testimony out of them. You are my hope. You are my hope in the land of the living. And this season, you are my hope. Thank you, Lord. You are my hope. Like I said, get your fellow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you are wondering what we are doing, if you go to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14, take a look. 1 Corinthians, we are coming back to this place, but let's just go to 1 Corinthians 14. For praying in tongues, my spirit pray, my understanding is unfruitful. Next verse. So what should I do? What's the conclusion? I will pray with the spirit. I also pray with understanding. You see, put spirit first before understanding. So we are taking... People are looking for prayer point today. All these verses, all this part of these verses, they are things to pray about. And you see, when you read the word like, you are my hope, you see it once or twice, you are through. But there's much more expression for it to enter into you. It's like, you see, what you are doing now, it's like you are picking the seed of God's word and planting them in your heart. Praise God. And there'll be harvest in Jesus' name. There'll be harvest of hope, trust, strength in the name of Jesus. I never seen this fail. Sometimes when I'm believing God, I'm a struggle there. But when I come like this to God and I start praying out his word and trusting his word on purpose, that's what Jeremiah 17. We're going to pray these lines out. The Bible says line upon line, talking about tongues, with trembling lips. Another tongue. Say line upon line, here a little, there a little. You add them to yourself. Let's go to Jeremiah 17 again. We have taken verse 7, right? Now, we're going to pay verse 8 now. For it shall be like a tree planted by the waters. Now, around my house, there are some trees there. They are dried up until this week when it started raining. But another area in my house, around the river Strand, you know the place now? You know, they are just green by the bridge. You know, they're always green. They're always green. But by on the top there, by the grammar school, I'm looking at it, that's one just dried up entirely. I tell yourself, I'm planted by the rivers. Praise God. I'm planted by the rivers. I'm not going to dry up now. I'm not going to dry up now. I'm planted by the river. I'm planted. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers. My business is planted by the rivers. I'm planted by the rivers. But in the desert, I'm not wandering in the desert, in the wilderness. I'm planted by the rivers in this season. I'm planted by the rivers. The rivers are watering every branch, every root in me. I'm by the rivers of God. I'm not by the rivers of Babylon. I'm not by the rivers of Babylon. Bible says, those men, they wept by the riverside of Babylon when they remember Zion. No, I'm in Zion. I'm flooded by the rivers of God. I'm wet. Oh, I'm a tree by the river. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you open your eyes? See, when we are praying, I saw something, when we were praying in tongues. You know, I noticed, you know, that's what we call transpiration in plants. You know what I mean of that? Because the weather is always asking for trees to be wet. That's the reason why. And the moment the plant does not have access to the liver, it starts withering, start drying up. I tell myself, I'm not drying up in this season. Because I'm planted by the liver. My transpiration is strong. I'm having all the inspiration and all the help and assistance to do my best in this season. I refuse that this season is going to be my worst. I'm watered. I'm well watered. I'm a well watered garden. I'm a well watered garden. I'm the garden of the Lord. Rivers of God, as we are him, by the rivers. I'm not left in the wilderness. I'm not in the parched ground. I'm by the rivers. The tree of the Lord, planted by the Lord by the river, the tree of righteousness. Oh, thank you, Lord. Things are right for me in this season. Thank you, Lord. Now, tell yourself, I'm spreading my roots. I'm tapping. I'm connecting with all the resources. I'm connecting with all the resources by the roots of my devotion to God, by the roots of my praying time, my giving time, my fasting time. All this, they are my roots. And I'm sending my roots. I'm sending my roots by the river. I'm taking nourishment in this season. I'm taking all that I need, life-wise, business-wise, ministry-wise. In the name of Jesus, family-wise, I send my roots down deep. My roots are connected to the river. My roots are connected to Christ. I'm rooted. I'm sending my roots down deep. Akahato shubrede keda kuma ita iko paralyticity ya profeshure bayana hebo fastila kaka kushidaba katela numbro fe ya nakashide bokuvakalena kata. Let's pray in the spirit over the roots. Our roots say rooted and grounded in the love of God. Nothing able to shift us out. Nothing able to move us away. Oh, that we will do when the roots are there, the fruit will come. When the roots are there, the fruit will come. When the roots are there, the fruit will come. Makahisi, lufa la keta sita liprofa sita kailaba bakalendo shubela kashide vile kashida kabakoshida hila. Let's pray. I send my roots down deep into God, into His blessing, into His peace, into His joy, into His promises. I connect with the promises of God. My mind is connected. My heart is connected. Whoa, even my brain is connected to the roots. Every part of me connects. I connect every part of me to the everlasting river of God. My family is connected. My body is connected. My soul is connected. My spirit is connected. My business is connected. My life is connected. My family, my ministry, our church is connected. Thank you, Lord. In this season, my roots are growing deeper. In this season, no matter what is lacking on this face, on the surface, I'm sending my roots deeper into God, into His blessing, into His glory. My God has supplied all my need in this season. Every need of mine. The need for peace, for quietness, for joy, for strength. Send your root down deep. Oh, hallelujah. Makatala borofisto poro kashti de borevi de katala lima. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I like this one. And will not fear when heat comes. I want to resist fear at every level. You know, remember, Bible says, when Peter saw the wind boisterous, he became afraid and started sinking. God didn't turn off the power. His fear turned it off. See, the fear, my fear will not turn off. I refuse to be afraid. I will not fear this season. No matter how it's getting hotter, I refuse to be afraid. Lord, help me. Help me deal with the fear. He said, I sought the Lord and he delivered me from all my fear. Is any fear crippling in? Say, no. Father, thank you for strengthening me against this fear. No, I refuse to be afraid. Yeah, the heat is on, but I refuse to fear. Oh yeah, because the believing heart alive. Let's pray that in. Let's pray. I will not fear when it comes. Let's pray that in. I will not fear when it comes. I will not fear. You're praying for yourself. You're not praying for me. You're praying for yourself to stand this season. Pray fearlessness into you. Praying to yourself, risk-taking ability in this season. He says, not be afraid. For fear not, for the Lord said, I'm with you. Be not dismayed, I'm your God. I welcome the presence of God instead of fear. I welcome God's presence instead of fear. Lisa Paca Tosto Brele, Canaste Lebo Focabella, Licatala Borofoste Bella Catala Posto Bala Palaba, Uba Casta Bala Balaba, Catale Mocofasti de Lecama. Whatever is causing fear, I subdue you in the name of Jesus. A fear of failure, I subdue you in the name of Jesus. Fear of sickness in this season, I subdue you in the name of Jesus. Lico Pacatasto Brele Catasalaba. Fear of being stagnant, I resist you in the name of Jesus. Macatalaba. Bible says, You subdue. I take authority over every form of fear that want to take hold of me in this season. That want to hold me back. I should have a catala broke, should have a bully fila calayaba, lake a parabara, pasute fire layaba, stick a palofo, lake a tala broke, should have a like a labor. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tell yourself, I'm free from fear in this season. I'm free from fear. Long-standing fear, sudden fear. I resist you. I give no right to you over my life, over my mind, particularly over my emotional life. I have sound mind in this season. I have sound mind in this season to take the right step. I have sound mind. I will move by the spirit of sound mind in this season, not of fear, in Jesus' name. I'll make the right moves in this season in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now open your eyes. We are going to where it's really good now. He said, its leaf will be green. You know the meaning of that? You see, leaves, they do what they call chlorophyll. Leaf will take carbon dioxide that's expired by the water around them, that's rejected. And then we take water. Correct? The carbon dioxide and water together with its own green pigment that's within it. Oh, praise God. You know the meaning of a Christian? Anointed. Anointed. Tell yourself, I'm anointed for this hour. I'm a Christian. I'm anointed for this hour. I'm anointed to thrive. So therefore, my leaf will be green. I'm green. I'm not dry. I'm not brown. I'm not turning brown. This is not affecting me physically. This is not affecting me mentally. This is not affecting me emotionally. This is not affecting me spiritually. No. I'm fresh. I'm green in this season. Makatala barokosho de bayala, leka para kasho de balaka tali kubasita la bayaba, lisa da bala. This will not result in any disease, any sickness resulting from this in the name of Jesus. I will not carry into any kind of mental torture, mental disorder, emotional problems out of this in the name of Jesus. My leaf is green. My leaf is green. My leaf is green. My leaf is green in the name of Jesus. I'm green. I'm producing. I'm bringing forth. I'm taking what men are rejecting. I'm turning to opportunities in the name of Jesus. The cry of this hour, the troubles of this hour, I'm taking them and turning them to testimonies by the anointing of the Holy Spirit in me. Listen, para. Bible says, you have the anointing abiding in you. That anointing abiding in me, teaching me all things to handle what's going on now. That anointing is teaching me all things to handle what's going on now, to know what to do, to know where to read in my Bible, to know what to pray. That anointing is working in me to go forward, to make the right move, to say the right word in this season, in the name of Jesus. I will not lose. Huh. I will not lose. He said, whatsoever it does, it shall prosper. Thank you, Lord, for green leaf in my life. I'm green. I'm green. I'm not turning brown. I'm not shedding my leaves. I'm green in this season. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We are coming toward the end. We just do this. Beautiful. It says, I will not be anxious. It's a year. We're in a year, right? And it's a year of drought. Correct? But I'm already marked. As a mark on me, not anxious. Praise God, somebody. Woo! Glory. Not anxious. That's my name. Not be anxious. Not be anxious. Bible says, don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Oh, vakashita ya malaka tala durufu shita paya vakash. Zero on anxiety and lay it aside. Are you a fearful heart? Lay it aside. Will not be anxious in this year, the year of drought, the year of dryness. You know, since Tinubu came to power in May, it's been, that's about a year ago, just been dry. One thing another. But I will not be anxious in this season. Rather, I will pray and I will give thanks. We say, don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, as I pray and I give thanks, I welcome the peace of God, pervading my whole being, surrounding me. Anxiety, you are not my portion in this season. I will not be anxious. Pray. Now let's pray in tongues and improve ourselves in dropping our anxieties, in not being anxious. God, I'm getting strengthened. Praise God. Whoa. I'm getting ready for the hour, for this moment, for this year, for this month ahead of me. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. The last one, so important. You know, it's so easy to just do the battle of containment. Just be held down and just survive. But it said, you will not cease from yielding fruit. Projects, things, help, assistance. I'm going to be productive this season. I won't just focus on what am I going to eat, what am I going to drink, and then that's all. I'm yielding fruit. I'm bringing forth. I'm bringing forth. I'm a fruitful person in this season. My fruit won't stop now. My fruit won't stop now. I'm bringing forth. Let's pray. Fruits manifesting our life. The harmony of heaven bringing forth fruit in our lives. When others are holding back, we are stepping into things. Praise God. If you're in business, pray that. I'm bringing forth fruit. Are you in school? I'm bringing forth fruit. In my career, I'm bringing forth fruit. I'm standing in the work I'm doing. I'm not telling myself that this is time to withdraw back. No. This I'm not stop yielding fruit. I'm not ceasing. I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping from yielding fruit. Lift your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to yield more fruit. Pour your strength through me. Warning, that's the crowd, the press. Reports. Next verse. Men's heart failing them from fear. And they expect. Remember, I say, the Lord, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope, you see, of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Now, verse 36. Watch therefore and pray. Always that you may be able to escape. There's somebody beside you. You can escape all these things. Woo! Glory to Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. I trust in my Father's word through Jesus. He can never lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, these are all the fallout of COVID. Just before COVID, in January 2020, we started talking about arise and shine, for your light has come. Darkness will cover the earth, gross darkness to people. Praise God. I love the Bible, but I love the Holy Spirit too. Are you hearing me? You know why? Because it takes the Spirit of God to take the Bible for that particular time and sort things out for me. Praise God. I read the Bible, but I don't live by the Bible. What? I read the Bible, but I just, what am I going to do now? I just let the Spirit take the word and apply it to my life. I mean, if you read the Bible, you'll be confused sometimes. Okay, you should do this and 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 do this. Which one are you going to do? Glory. Say glory to God. Tell yourself, Spirit of God is helping me in this season. God is helping me in this season. I have the strength to go through this season. And I'm coming out well. Let's go back and read that place again. Luke 17, verse 7. Let's read it together. Put yourself there. Luke 17, verse 7. Let's go. Blessed. Jeremiah 17, forgive me. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed. Put your name there. Who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. Next one. What do you say? Next verse. I shall be like a tree planted. I'm like a tree planted by the river. I'm spreading out my roots by the river. And I'm not afraid when this heat is coming. My leaf will be green. I will not be anxious in this year of drought, and I'm not ceasing from yielding fruit. Lift your hand, let's thank Him. The keeper of the promise. A God is an awesome God. He reigns. Some power.
one more time. An awesome God. When you go out and say, oh man, this is an awful time, man. We say it's an awesome time. Praise God, somebody. You know, let me. Sometimes I just saw myself doing this. I don't like it, but I have to do that for you. See, now everybody's chasing dollars, right? Everybody's chasing dollar. So I set up a project. I want $500 to give to 5 pastors in town. That's my faith now. I've marked those pastors down. Those pastors. $500, I won't give them. $500, $100, just give it to them. So it's not times 100. Not times anything, it's $100. It's still 100. It's still 100, right? It's not times. So, you know, I got the first one. I got $100. Someone gave me $100. I said, wow, minus one. So that pastor said, so come and see me. He thought he was only one to collect full stuff. So he came with his bag to collect full stuff. Things were really rough for him. So I said, give me an envelope, $100. When he opened, he just sat by the gate and started weeping. Just started crying. Just started weeping. I want 4 more like that, praise God. You are thinking of getting dollars, I'm thinking of giving them out. That's awesome time, you know? You know, just sat down there, he just said, wow, what a God. What a, just crying. Our God is an awesome God. Praise God. Lift your hand and say, "A God, my God is an awesome God." Come on, sing it again.
Yes, our God is awesome.
He's an awesome God.
He reigns from heaven
high.
Our God
is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Sit down. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, I'm being strengthened with all might to be strong in this season. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory. You know, something happened this week. Was it this week or late part of last week? Was that, okay, I think it's this week. Or maybe it's weekend. You know, something happened and I said, okay, to take care of this, let's get to this. So I called the brother. I said, bro, we need to have this. I said, give us an estimate. When he gave us an estimate, I said, all right, go ahead. Let's see what we can do. Things have gone up in price. So he went to the market. He come from the market. He said, you know what? Price, man, was half a million. I said, see what? Go for it. So he got the goods. And when he came back, he said, Reverend. So he called me, he said, Reverend, it's amazing how you know what the market. He said, I just came back and it went up again. You know what I'm talking about? It just went up again. He said, Reverend. I said, I myself, I don't know. I just depend on the spur of the spirit. It makes life better. It makes life better. I mean, just like that. Phew, removed and then put back again. Isn't that nice? Like my daughter today, she was telling me, you know, she had to do some registration. They said, her name is not on the list. So go out. She said, Dad, I just, by faith, went back. And I'm going to them. She said, my name is on the list. And I clear everything that's going to be done tomorrow. And our friends, they have to go come back on Monday. I like that. I said, my kids are following this thing a little bit. Praise God. Hallelujah. They wonder how we operate in our house. One of them said to me, Dad, how have you been generous all these years? How do you do it? Praise God. Praise God. It's not easy. But you know, it's tough in the flesh, but it's easy in the spirit. But it's tough, why? Because it's party more. Are you hearing me? You just try and move in the spirit. Try and follow God. At this time, you would. But that first is always difficult. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, my God is an awesome God. I'm going to do more. I'm going to be more. In the name of Jesus. And I'm going to have more. All that God has for me will not be denied to me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell yourself, it's my season. I will not suffer it. I will not suffer the heat. Rather, the Lord is with me in the fire. Praise God. Remember the three Hebrew boys? They went through the fire. Three of them, somebody joined them. Am I right? The Son of Man. And he said, they never even smell. I'm trusting God that after this, you won't even smell. You won't even smell of this thing. Praise God. Amen. I'm not trying to give you a cajole or push up. I'm just telling you what God said. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I see some of us over here in this season. You're going to be like Daniel slipping through by the side of lion. Some of them will be like Samson tearing through the lion. You hear what I just said? You hear what I just said? Some for us, it will be faith. Some for us, it will be working of miracles. They're going to work it out. Some of us, they're going to just believe it. It's going to happen. Praise God. I say, Pastor, what's that? See, if you are believing God for 1 million naira, as you are believing, somebody must work it in money. Are you? Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Tell yourself, I'm in that group where the drought will not affect me. And I'll keep on yielding fruit. Amen. Now, before I leave, the Lord gave me a warning as we do this. He said, don't forget to do this. You know, this time now, drugs are very expensive. So you can't afford to be sick. Hear what I just said. And if you are, there is a balm in Gilead. Praise God, somebody. You can trust him. You know, I was talking to one of our sisters in the Lord in church, you know, our aunties in church. She was telling me, said, you know, she had a challenge in her health. And then she just, I gave her a book to read and trusting God. She just kept on believing God. And she had high blood pressure, which you have to use your drug all your life. She just told me, said, you know what? Doctor said I should stop using my drug. The doctor, not I said, doctor said I should stop using my drug because I'm not feeling dizzy. The BP is too low. Hallelujah. What an awesome God. Are you hearing me? Not that he told herself, I refuse to. No. The doctor said, don't use your drug anymore. That's what God does. Amen? So let's believe him. Matthew 8, before we close. It's been a wonderful time today. Hallelujah. You won't notice it until you go out there. You see money fly by you. Praise God. You see help coming your way. Because I prayed it already. Praise God. You have it in the bank. You can claim it now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly bank. Matthew 8, verse 1. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Next verse. Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I'm willing, be cleansed. Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. This guy, he said, Lord, if you are willing. Hear me as I close. The Lord is willing to make you well. He's always willing. And that's why he gave us James 5 in the church. Is anyone sick among you? Give us James 5 verse 14. Is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Is anyone? Do you know he never said the kind of sickness or the kind of person? I love that. It just blankets. I love that. I had a testimony from this verse years ago. Told you, went to the, just woke up in the morning, I heard this noise. Ah! When the noise stopped, the prince grabbed me over here. They bundled me to hospital. They put me on the operating table. About to cut me, the pain stopped. They asked me to come down and enter into the room for observation. Till about 4 o'clock, they said I should go. In the night, the pain came back. Much more intense than ever before. My wife around 4 o'clock went to go and look for painkiller. Middle of the night at Imo. Around 4 o'clock. Then, while I was doing all that, then it dawned on me that when I was in medical school, there is a book on surgery. It's called people. It's as big as this. It's called Amitin Bailey. Maybe they have changed it now. Dr. Inla, do you use school Amitin Bailey? Same Amitin Bailey? He has not changed yet. Okay. So, and I remember that they will open the book and they will give line what to do next, what to cut. So, he said to me, that's what you do in medicine. Now, do the same thing with my word. For this sickness, he said, is anyone sick among you? Let him call. That time, there was no telephone. So, remember, glory time? You know, that's where I was going to church that time. So, I called. I said, no, not call. Find a way to get them. Pastor Larry, come down to my house. So he came with his elders, Sakofu and Co. And I got on, and they just anointed me with oil. And I said bye-bye to them. And I was still doing like this. Then the verse says, look at next verse. It says what? Prayer of peace of city. And the Lord will raise him up. I was still lying on my bed. God said, those who are well at 10 o'clock in the morning, what do they do? I said, they go to work. I said, what are you doing on the bed? I said, I got paid. He said, the Lord said, I'm raising you up, get up. So I got up like this. My wife said, can I iron for you? My mind said, that's the trap. See, some of you, when you are sick, everybody becomes your servant. You like it. Don't you? I want dodo. I don't want rice. I want jollof rice. I told you before, I played sickness for 3 months when I was young. Played sickness for 3 months because I was having attention. I was not sick. 3 months, I didn't go to school. I love it. No school. But that day, I got up, walk off, and I started getting better. By 4 o'clock, I finished. I went to Jubilee in the night to testify that the Lord made me whole. I got up, and I said, hey, the Lord has healed me. When I said that, something hit me on the head, went out of my body,
the pain left with it. Praise God. The same Lord has not changed, the same Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I think Pastor Eric was sent here by God to come and help us. Anoint us to join Facebook. So if you have any sickness in your body, is anyone sick? It is a particular sickness, it's anyone, whatever it is, if it's your toenail and if it's cancer diagnosis, whatever. Anyone sick among you? Are we ready? Let's bow our heads and close with that. Is there any sick in your body? Can you just stand up on your feet? We want to anoint you with oil. Just want to help you. We are here for you. Thank you, Lord. Waiting for you. Can you just come forward so we can anoint you with oil? All right, dear, please come. Pastor Harry, please come and help me. Let's anoint them with oil. Pray over them. Praise God. Hallelujah. As you come, believe this. The Lord will raise you out of this sickness. The Lord will raise you out of this sickness. The Lord will raise you. Is there anybody in the house that can help us carry the oil? Where are our guys? Okay, thank you. See, all right, great. We'll just pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's join our hands together before we do that. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your children. You want them well. That's why you call for this moment. As we pray over them right now to be made whole completely, to be cleansed from this sickness and diseases in their body in the name of Jesus. And we anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. With the faith that you are raising them up.
Yes.
If there's any sin, thank you for forgiving them.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. All right, just anoint them with oil in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We just come to you there. Then go to the other end over there and anoint them with oil in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Rest of us, let's give thanks to the Lord. Let's bless him. Let's magnify him. Just sing. You're the Lord that healed me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you are the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Shake up. Oh, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You sent your. You sent sent your word. You sent your word. And you are the Lord. And we will say. You are God. You are God. Say one more time. You are God, and how the miracles church. People love me in church. You know, they have, somebody give me this bottle of water to be drinking. They know I don't drink it so much, so they just give me this bottle of water to drink.
It's a special. I got another set. I got one that, you know. Thank you very much. Clap for them for me. This will the love pastor. Yeah. But I just feel like doing something that you know, drink it. You know, season like this, you should keep all the money you have. So I like to do crazy things. You know, I was when we were praying, Pastor Eric came. Pastor Eric is a missionary in the bush. They call him Pastor Agba in the bush, you know. And these missionaries, they don't have any offering. If they have any offering, they have nothing. So I just found that I have some money in my bag. So I want to give it to him. If you want to join me to give to him, you know, I don't carry money. My wife carries. I carry faith. My wife carries the money, usually, you know. But, you know, so today. But I have some money that I usually give out and left over from Wednesday, my bag right now. So can I get offering basket? So I'm just going to empty everything there. And if you want to join me, it can be a blessing. Praise God to Pastor Henry. You know, it's in the bush there. Dollar doesn't fly in the bush. Even now out there, you know, you find only this. Just let us open everything. Thank you. So if you want to join me, go ahead. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to join me, just give. Bless him. Let's bless him. Can you get more offering box or offering basket? Let's bless the man of God. Let's encourage him. Thank you. Thank you. Just whatever you want to do. I just feel like we should just do that. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Just make the devil mad. When we are looking for every cupboard to hold now, just turn it loose and throw it out. Praise God. No, this one's not going to account. Okay. This one's not account. Don't do account. Don't do account. I bring POS. I'm just joking. Don't draw account. You know. Okay, if you want to give an account, that's difficult. Let's get Pastor Eric's account. Uh-huh. Give him your account. This one's not mission. You know, don't go and mix the money together. Can I get your account number? Thank you, quickly. Yeah. I just feel like we should just give to him. I'm not giving mission. You're giving missionary now. That's all the blessing. Praise God. In this all the money you can catch. It's a missionary, you know. So some of us live in the city. People can give us dollars. They don't give dollars in the bush. You know. Glory. Hallelujah. God is good. All the time. He put a song. Honestly, hold on. Time is gone. I wanted to play you a music that you really love. I gave you before, but time is gone. Maybe next time. 2030, all right? You never know when the time will come again like this. So that's beautiful. All right, God is good. Thanksgiving. Thank you. Thank you for being a blessing to Pastor Harry. Can I get the account number quickly? Have you given it to them? Thank you. Just tap it on the screen. Wow. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good. Hold on. Somebody said, Pastor, you're really strange. People, you collect money for them in church. You don't collect money for yourself. You are wrong. That's where I get money from, by giving people money. You know, one day, some of you may not believe this. One day, somebody came to me in church and gave me $250,000 to give somebody else. Huh? I'm not lying. Gave me pastor who came to visit. And I took the money. And I took it to him. Some other places, they will say, man of God first. No, that's the way you get blessed. That's the way you get blessed. I took the everything. I called the guy. He said, Reverend, you mean you are giving? I said, of course it's your money. He said, I'll give you. Praise God. Praise God. So, God is good. Let's go home.
nylon, can I get a nylon ball? Can I get a nylon ball?
We are going home now.
He put a sign of praise.
Thank you for coming. Let's go home. Thank you for coming.
He put a song of praise in the heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
Thank you.
God is good.